My name is Nicole Herr, and I wrote this poem, India, from a prompt from one of the morning pages from somebody in the CSU Writing Project about a photo that you've taken. And I took a photo of two young children on the streets of India. My poem is titled India. An assault on the senses, unfamiliar odors threatening to close my throat. The hum of this busy city reverberated through my brain, sounding much like a high-pitched death wail. I scanned my hectic surroundings, both fascinated and horrified. A man defecating in a field across the road. A conglomeration of cows, rickshaws, and taxis, women covered from head to toe in saris, hobbling lepers, seemingly moving in every which direction. Children with grossly distended bellies, others horribly maimed on makeshift scooters. That alarming feeling of panic rising up in me. Whatever you do, don't give to the beggars, they warned. As I attempted to make my way through the chaotic streets of Madras, hands were thrust in my face. Children and adults alike grabbing at my arms as I quickly pushed my way through the dusty crowd. Me, with my pockets lined with rupees and my belly full of curry and rice, winding my way through a sea of starvation. There in my path stood a young boy holding his baby sister. Matted hair, grime-covered rags for clothing, pleading eyes, hands outstretched. Like a good tourist, I quickly pulled out my camera and snapped their picture. In that brief moment, I had captured the essence of India. What did I leave in my wake, you ask? Upon returning to the safety of the ship, with packages full of gifts dangling from both arms, like the others, I tossed my unspent rupees overboard into a mob of outstretched hands. My eyes welled as I watched the people scrappling below for a single precious coin. Charity at its ugliest.